following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey, I'm Ari Payton on this first weekend of spring. Today is Sunday, March 21st. And I know, Crystal, you have 1 week of school left, as do my kids. And then we have spring break. And then we go back to school 5 days a week. So a lot going on. Any spring break plans?
So much to look forward to, Mari.
Totally.
We're doing some camps because our kids are off for 2 full weeks and we got to keep working. So a little bit of spring camp, but also a couple nights in Palm Springs. So I'm keeping an eye closely on the forecast, hoping for some great pool weather once we get to that little break. For now, you guys, spring is kind of on the cool side. Here in San Diego County, we're running below the average. We had a cold front yesterday, so we're still kind of recovering from that change in the weather. Low 60s at the coast and the inland valleys. Temperatures are going to warm by tomorrow. We're going to be closer to 70 inland. And the mountain temperatures in the 50s, about 76 today across the deserts. Overall, a really nice looking Sunday, so enjoy it. And Mari, what about you? What are your spring break plans?
I will actually be in Palm Springs as well for a few days. So I am going to email you where I'm going to be. I don't think everyone on this podcast needs to know or really cares, but maybe we'll run into each other because I have been looking at the weather too. And that will be, I like to go to Palm Springs at least once a year, but because of the pandemic, we have not been in so long. So I am looking forward to some of that desert heat, but yeah. And then we'll mostly kind of be around here celebrating my daughter's 7th birthday. I'm celebrating a big milestone birthday as well during that time. And I'll email you, what number I'm turning as well. Okay, Crystal.
All right. I'm sure it's a low number, Mari.
Yes, very low. My 21st. Okay. Thanks, Crystal. thanks for the forecast. And we will talk to you later. All right. But want to look at this, our latest case count in San Diego County when it comes to COVID-19. Yesterday, officials said they found 359 new COVID-19 cases from a batch of around 13,000 tests. So that makes our positivity rate about 3%. That's really what we've been seeing over the past couple of weeks pretty consistently. Officials reported one new death yesterday, bringing the total number of deaths that we've had in San Diego County since the start of the pandemic to 3,492. All right, also want to look at vaccine progress. Right now, about 18% of San Diegans older than 16 are fully vaccinated. Nearly 29% have had at least one dose, that is, of the shot. San Diego County says 1.3 million doses have been administered so far, and about 58,000 are left in the county's current supply. Some good news here, veterans, their spouses, and their caregivers are set to be able to get the coronavirus vaccine through the VA after Congress passed a bipartisan bill Friday expanding eligibility. According to the Military Times, President Biden is expected to sign it into law in the coming days. Under the current rules, about 7 million people are eligible to get their vaccine through Veterans Affairs, but now that number is expected to jump to more than 20 million. It would also include veterans living overseas. Now, VA officials say the big challenge will be getting the supply of doses that they need. And as that legislation heads to the president's desk, there are still ways for many local vets here to get vaccinated right away. Residents of Veterans Village of San Diego can attend a clinic tomorrow through the VA. They'll be giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from 8 till noon. Right now, though, it is only available for those eligible for VA health care. But organizers say they are making plans for another event open to veterans who are not getting health care through the VA system. And today, San Diegans will come together in support of Asian American communities following those deadly shootings at Atlanta area spas. Several rallies are being held today by local high school students in the North County. The first being held this morning at 11 o'clock in Carlsbad Village. Then at 2 o'clock, there are other rallies held at several locations, including the Del Mar Highlands Town Center, the Pacific Highlands Ranch Shopping Center, and Forest Commons Town Center. Those will last until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And this weekend, San Diegans are remembering a well-known religious leader, Bishop George Dallas McKinney. Officials with the Church of God in Christ announced his passing yesterday. Bishop McKinney was 88 years old. He was a pillar in San Diego's Black religious community. Born August 9, 1932 in Arkansas, he eventually made his way here to San Diego, where he and his late wife, Dr. Jean McKinney, founded St. Stephen's Catholic Church of God in Christ in 1962, all while raising five boys. Fellow ministers and members of the community said they remember Bishop McKinney as a humble and a very knowledgeable man. Well, that does it for us for this Sunday. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mari Payton. Have a great, safe, and healthy Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.